From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Planned Parenthood is asking a federal judge to strike down Missouri's 8-week abortion ban. As Sarah Fenton reports, in a lawsuit, the organization claims the law violates the constitutional right to an abortion.
The Republican-led legislature passed the law in May. Except in rare cases, providers who offer abortions after the 8-week mark could face felony charges and up to 15 years in prison. But Planned Parenthood's lawsuit claims banning abortions before a fetus can survive outside the womb is unconstitutional. Colleen McNicholas is the chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in southwest Missouri. She calls the law the state's latest attempt to prohibit abortion access.
I think it is an example for the rest of the country where extreme legislators are really pushing to find any way possible to outlaw abortion in the state.
Missouri is one of several states with Republican-led legislatures that have passed restrictive bans on abortions this year. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
There could be as many as several dozen MU student accounts being scrutinized this week in connection with the ProPublica Illinois investigation that showed parents from the Chicago suburbs had given up guardianship of their children so they could obtain financial aid. The Columbia, Missourian reports that MU spokesperson Christian Basie said the accounts are being analyzed to determine if students are in fact eligible for aid. The university has not yet discovered any in-state cases. Missouri lawmakers and friends are remembering State Representative Rebecca Raber for her advocacy of charter schools. Aviva Okeson-Haberman has more on the Lee Summit Republican's unexpected death yesterday.
Doug Thaman is the executive director of Missouri Charter Public Schools Association. He first met Raber when she ran for office in 2014. Over the years, Thaman says he was impressed by the time she spent talking to families.
You could tell that she really put a lot of thought behind what she believed in. And she didn't make rash decisions. She made decisions based on what she really felt were important.
Raber was 61. According to her legislative bio, she is survived by her husband, two children, and a grandchild. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
More students in Missouri's public colleges and universities are enrolling in teacher preparation programs. State education officials say there was a 43% increase in enrollment in teacher programs last year. There's a teacher shortage in Missouri and nationally. Catherine Cheval from the University of Missouri School of Education says the shortages in math and science have spread to other subjects.
School districts hire us to teach courses where they can't get teachers in Missouri. And when they started calling us for high school English teachers, we knew that this problem was getting worse.
The state's education boards discussed improving the state's teacher pipeline at a meeting yesterday. Education officials say that new teachers are more likely to stay in the classroom long term if they can make it through the first 3 years. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.